peaceful and calm, but unexpected, our dear mother, mother-in-law, grandmother and great-grandmother and sister, Ada, Adriana, Johanna, Johannes Stuyt, at the age of 78, passed into glory. She is with Jesus now. She has seen too much, but she found peace, finally in the arms of God. Adriana's beauty was reflected in her art. Its media and texture were as diverse and complex as she was. Because our sister passed into glory, we have to say, the Lord will strengthen you all. We will do that in our church. The circumstances are difficult because of the virus. That is the reason that the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren, and the rest of the family are not able to be here. Children in the United States, other family in Canada or New Zealand. And I can imagine that it's very, very difficult for you as a family. You wanted to be here with us, to do the things we do not want to do, but we have to do. Maybe you are listening now. You will see this service later. Probably you are listening with us now. We will pray that you all will be comforted by our God. He is the only one who can do that. The Lord comfort and bless you all. We want to focus on God in a moment of silence and ask Him if He wants to be with us during this service. Let us be silent for our God. At the beginning of this service, we confess that we do not depend on our own strength, but that our help is in the name of the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We will listen to a song, "The Lord is my shepherd, the Heer is mijn herder." Fijn dat u er bent. U hebt inmiddels begrepen dat ik deze dienst in het Engels zal doen. I will do this service in English. Omdat ook de kinderen, de kleine en achterkleinkinderen in de Verenigde Staten wonen. En ook familie in Canada en Nieuw-Zeeland meeluistert. Vandaar. I told the people that are here that I will try to do my best to do this service in English. Sorry for my mistakes. But the people who are here will understand it, hopefully. Now we will listen to words of Sjoukje de Vries.
We came into contact with Ada 14 years ago because her son Patrick from America was concerned about his mother. Ada had lost her husband and then felt lost herself. Gert van der Linden, our pastor, asked me to visit her, and that's how our journey started. We, and that are several from the church, have helped her with everything and anything what came on our path. She also got more and more contacts, and more people came over. She liked that very much. She was also very committed to the South African farming population and continued to follow everything about that. She wrote a lot and posted it all on the internet. She had been a journalist and was able to find her way on that internet. She was also very steadfast in her opinions. Ada and I didn't always agree, but we didn't care. We respected each other's opinions. She also continued to be interested in world events and politics. Faith also played a role in her life. We also had a good conversations about that. Ada was a striking woman and shaped by life as she was. We experienced a lot together, and that was good. She will certainly be missed. I wish her children, grandchildren, and brothers much strength and God's blessing.
Jan Stuyt, the youngest brother of Ada, who lives with his small family in New York, in New Zealand, asked, "These few words are on behalf of Brother Jan and his wife Patricia, our son Dylan and his wife Narelle, and their children Shanna and Yonti. It is with great sadness that our beloved sister Ada has left us, but she will be in a grander place now and reunited with loved ones. Your exciting journey has come to an end. Your work is done, and you did well. We loved you and always will. Rest in peace, dear sister, Brother Jan and family." Laten we gaan bidden. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you. Our hearts are broken because our sister Ada Stuyt passed into your glory, peaceful and calm, but unexpected. We pray for the children and their families, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren. It is impossible for them to be here in Dokkum. Will you help them, comfort them, and guide them in this time of pain and sadness? We thank you that Ada and that we believe that Jesus Christ raised from the dead. We pray that we stay amazed of the wonder that life is stronger than death. Work through your Spirit in our lives that we also be alive through the work of Jesus Christ. Make us thankful when we kneel at the cross of Calvary. Make us silent and obedient. We pray for all the people that are sick because of the virus. It is terrible what is happening on earth, far away and close by. Will you help them, also the doctors and the nurses and all the people that are helping? Have compassion on this world and on your children. Enable your children to remain faithful to you and to your word. Be with us all. Be with those who are in sorrow and in grief. Give to each what they stand in need of. Fill us with your Spirit and hear us in the name of your Son, our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen. I will read John 14, the first 14 verses. We read, Jesus comforts his disciples. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Till that far. Now we will listen to a Dutch song, Ik zie een poort wijd openstaan.
Thank you.
text for the sermon is John 14, verse 6. We read, Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I got a mail from Patrick James, the son of Ada. He writes, Pastor Van der Wecken, my mother has passed and I can't be there. A global crisis keeps me from seeing my dear mother's body laid to rest until needed again, changed at the Lord's return. I'm grieved I can't be there, so I ask you to read these words at the service for me. My heart is broken, my soul in pain, till I can see you there. Will you see me as I am? Will I ever smile again? Mother, friend, and confidant, I know you are in his peace, but I would see you just once more, hear you, watch you as you speak. Be quick, dear friends, and run to Jesus while you have the time. Christ is coming soon, so near, the trumpet and the chime. Dear friends, you who are so fortunate to be where I can't, I ask but one thing of you. Will one of you touch my mother's hand for me? I will not ever get a chance again until Christ calls me home too. If you can't, sing Amazing Grace to her for me. We both love that hymn. I didn't get to grow up with my mother past the age of 6, but I did have the blessed opportunity to get to know her again later in my life. We spent a whole year living with each other, and I've treasured that time. My mom is a character, and I'm so glad the Lord Jesus knows her, that her name is in the Lamb books of life. I've missed my mother every day since she went back to Holland, and will continue to miss her all the rest of my days. But I can smile through the tears, am doing so now, knowing she is with Jesus, that I will get to spend a lot of time with her in eternity. Isn't that such a relief to know? I said my mother is a character, and I know what I'm talking about, because I'm one myself. Character runs in the family. Ada Stuyt was opinionated, hard-headed, and downright ornery at times. I loved that in her, but most of the time she was sweet and kind and really cared what you thought. We do put up with it. So I'm very glad her and my faith in Jesus, our trust in his mercy for our sin, our lying, stealing, and all we know is wrong, is holy in his good grace for paying the price we could not, and not in our holy inadequate ability to be in right standing, or my mom and I would be in very big trouble. God's grace can't be earned, only thankfully received. And mom did finally see the truth. I cried that day too. Do you trust in Jesus? If not, what are you waiting for? Jesus loves you too, you know. Call on his name while he still can be found. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14, verse 6, and then the King James Version. Goodbye, my sweet mother. Godspeed. Enjoy paradise. I'm still annoyed with you, Mom, that you went back, but we can talk about that later. Your heartbroken son, Patrick James Burrell. Patrick James, when you are listening to us now or later, thank you very much for your letter. It comes from the heart and it touches us. Lynn, Margaret and family, Patrick, James and family, children, grandchildren of Ada Stuyt, family and friends, brothers and sisters in our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible shows us that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth and the life. Jesus is the true path of life. We people are many times searching for life. Especially now we are confronted with death here and in the whole world. Our hearts are broken and our souls are in pain. Now your mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister and our sister in the Lord had passed into glory. You, and we read the letter of Patrick James, you and we will miss Ada. You wrote it. She was a woman with a character. She knew what she thought and she had her own opinion. She had her own story of life. And life was not always easy for her. But she knew that the Lord loved her. It is good to listen to the words of her son, of you, Patrick James, and the words of Sjoukje. It tells us so much. Yes, our hearts are broken, but, and I read that in your letter, Patrick James, we have hope. Because, and it made you to tears, Ada believed in Jesus Christ, who gave his life for our sins and gave us eternal life. That is hope for all of us. Ada knows Jesus. But more important is that the Lord Jesus knows her, that her name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that can and will comfort us all. Because Jesus is the true path to life. In John 14, Jesus is talking to his disciples. They know him very well, but everything is going to change in a short time. Jesus will leave them and then they won't see Jesus again. And then Thomas is worrying about that. Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? And then Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This way, Jesus leads to the Father. The only way. The truth, we live in a world that takes truth not seriously. We live in a world full of fake news. The news of the Bible is not fake news. It's truth. It's reliable. Jesus is reliable. We can trust in him and life. You know, life is more than breathing alone. When you breathe, we say you live. That is one thing. The other thing is that when you know God, that's real life. Real life is found in Jesus. He is the way to that life. He is the way to the Father. People say we believe there is a God, but that's not enough. In James 2, verse 19, we read, you believe that there is one God, good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. It's all about knowing God. It's all about knowing Jesus Christ, who is the only way. And then Jesus said, if you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Knowing God is having a relationship with him. Only by faith in Jesus Christ you will have that relationship, because he's the only way to the Father. Philip says, Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us. That's enough for us and that would be wonderful. Please show us the Father. And then we are sure. Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time." And then Jesus is surprised. "Don't you still know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. When you look at me, you look the Father in the eyes, you look the Father in his heart. And I am the way to the Father." Will we have an answer for everything and for the guilt? We have to go to Jesus. For sin and guilt, we have to go to Jesus. Ada trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as the way, the truth, and the life. She trusted his mercy. In his good grace, he paid the price we could not pay. God's grace can't be earned by us. It only can thankfully be received through Jesus Christ, he who gave his life on the cross of Calvary. He gave his life on the cross for our sins, for the sins of Ada, for the sins of you and me, wherever you are, in New Zealand, Canada, the States, or in the Netherlands. He gave his life for our sins. But we know that he rose again. Our Savior is alive. And he's the way. He's the best way. He's the only way. Ada needed Jesus. In his life, in her life, and in her death. We do need Jesus every day of our life. Jesus does not take us to the big boss, but to his Father. A Father who loves his children, a Father who loved Ada, Ada's children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family, us. Only Jesus takes us home in Father's house. He earned it. It's by grace. Ada had to learn that. We all have to learn that every day again. It's grace. I think of the prodigal son. He made a mess of his life. But his father was continually waiting for him. The son said, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not longer worthy to be called your son." But the father ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. "You were lost, but now you are found." Words of the Father to his Son. Love of the Father. This day is very difficult for you as children, Lynn Margaret and family, Patrick James and family, other family. You have to miss your mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, sister and friend. And it is impossible for you to be here. And that's very painful. But we believe that your mother, your grandmother and your sister, our sister in the Lord, passed into God's glory because she knew Jesus, who is the way, the truth and the life. It's not easy, but with the strength of the Lord and his grace, we can go on, waiting for the day to come that he will come back and makes everything new, and we will meet each other again. The words of Patrick James. Be quick, dear friends, and run to Jesus. While you have the time, Christ is coming soon, so near, the trumpet and the gym. Call on his name while he still can be found, because he is and will be the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Now we will listen to the song, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Thank you.
sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trials and temptations. Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
We can take it to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Merciful God and Father, you are the God of love. You have given your Son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And therefore we ask you, let us first seek your kingdom. We are so busy that it is so easy to forget you and your kingdom, and Jesus, who is our way. Let us realize that it's not a matter of time, but a matter of priority, because our lives are a gift from you. And when you give us time to live, let us use that time to find you and to honor you. You are our God and King. You come to us with your word, and will you give us an open heart to receive that word. It is grace and only grace that we live, and that you gave us time to live and time to seek you. Jesus, you are the only way to the Father. We pray that many people will seek and find that way. We thank you. We thank you for what you have given in Adam's start as a mother, a grandmother, a sister, and a friend. We will not forget that. Please, will be with the children in the United States and the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren in this very difficult time. It is so painful that they can't be here. Also, we pray for the rest of the family in the Netherlands, Canada, and New Zealand. It is difficult for them as well. It is a difficult time where we live in as a world because of the virus. And then we realize that it is not normal, but that it is something special that we can live, and that we not have to take that for granted, but to thank you for life. to thank you for the life that you gave and will give in your Son, Jesus Christ. Will you comfort children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, family? Will you comfort all of us and help us to do what we have to do? Give us faith and trust that you will come back and make everything new. Forgive our sins and hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Now we will listen to the song "Abide with Me." Aan het einde van deze dienst wil ik u hier in de kerk heel hartelijk bedanken dat u hier bent gekomen. Het is een hele bijzondere tijd. Het is ook een spannende tijd. Een hele heftige tijd voor velen in de wereld, maar ook hier in Nederland. Dat we op deze manier afscheid moeten nemen, is en blijft altijd heel erg lastig. En juist daarom is het zo fijn dat u hier ook bent geweest om samen met elkaar en misschien ook met hen die met ons verbonden zijn, getroost te worden door het woord van de levende God. Straks gaan we in nog kleinere kring naar de begraafplaats in Holwerd. Dus u wens ik in alles Gods zegen toe. I would like to say to the family in the United States, New Zealand or Canada or in the Netherlands, it is a very difficult time in which we live now because of the virus. It is difficult for so many people. People who are getting sick, people who are dying. And it is an enemy that we can't see. And that gives fear to many people. We are the Lord so thankful that there is hope. We have to bury your mother, your grandmother, And that is very painful, especially for you, for you are not here. We will do that for you. We will do that with the love our Lord gives us for people he gives us on our way. We will say to you, go with God, and the Lord will bless you, and the Lord will comfort you now and the days ahead. And please receive at the end of this service the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you his peace. Amen.